Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good evening. My name is Jeanette Ann. I'm one of the hosts tonight on Guiding Lights. I'd just like to say hi to everyone out there who's listening, especially to our friends in the UK. And I'm just going to pass you over to Sarah now so that she can say good evening to you as well.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are, and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Sarah May, and we are somewhere a little bit special this evening, aren't we, Jeanette?
We certainly are.
Where are we?
We're in Mike Davis's studio presenting the show live tonight.
And we have the one and only...
Mike Davis with us presenting the show tonight.
And the one and only...
Ken, our lovely producer, he's here as well.
With his little red earphones.
Yeah, they are. You're looking a lot like Rudolph with those little red ears.
And Mike looks like he's about to drive a helicopter with his on, doesn't he, Jeanette?
Yeah, he certainly does.
You know, I was Ken up there with the pink headphones. I thought they may suit them a bit better.
So there we go. Mike's in there. What are we going to do tonight, Jeanette?
Well, I thought we'd have a little chat, you know, about how our week's been. And also, I thought before we did that, I thought it would be really nice if we could take our listeners on a lovely guided meditation, because I know how much they like it. And we know that because they tell us, and we have so much fantastic feedback. So tonight, I thought that we'd take them on a wonderful guided meditation to help them overcome any kind of self-doubt that they've had. So I don't know if you'd like to start this, Sarah, and we can go right into this, and then we just see where the night brings us.
Yes, yes, yes. We have had quite a spiritual day, haven't we, Jeanette?
We certainly have.
There's been some Reiki.
Yes, and some fantastic spiritual healing.
You've been seeing us all and all of our aches and pains and ailments, haven't you?
I have,
had us all in the chair.
I have, yeah.
So we've had a lovely spiritual day. So there's a lovely feel to where we are. The energy here is fantastic because we're all physically here. So that's really lovely. And we're going to work on the solar plexus, which is your tummy, near your tummy button. And we're going to bring in sort of some of the stones and crystals which may help you and uplift you. If you haven't got them, don't worry about it. Visualize them. Mention the word. And Jeanette will introduce those to you. Okay. We haven't done a meditation for a couple of weeks, have we, Jeanette?
Well, we haven't done a meditation for a couple of weeks because we've been very busy with guests. And we did notice last week that we missed just taking the people through this, because we know that all our listeners really love to take the 5 minutes with us to chill. So tonight we're going to go on the subject of to really feel your true sense of knowing. Because I think a lot of people out there kind of get bogged down with other people's thoughts and opinions of them. So tonight I thought we could have a look at how to really bring back your true self. So I thought this solar plexus is a very kind of focal point for that. So I thought we'd really do that with our listeners tonight, Sarah.
Yeah, it's like your home.
Yes.
That area is it's your second brain, but it's your gut instinct.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us ignore it. A lot of us overthink, don't we? And if you actually try and go with your gut instinct, you'll probably find the answers to your questions are already there. I always say with somebody who's very stressed or very worried or they need the answer to something, pop it into your gut, pop it into your stomach, and just wait and see what happens. And I can guarantee you, providing you don't ignore it or let your brain click in, you will have your answers. Okay, so if we all want to sit nice and comfortably, breathe from the back of your nose down to your stomach. And breathe out through your mouth. And again, back of your nose, down to your stomach, and back out through your mouth. This will automatically calm you down. Anybody who has panic attacks, this will help you. Okay, bypasses those stress areas, which could be your mind, or it could be your chest area, right? What I want you to imagine is that you are surrounded by a sunflower. You're in the middle of the sunflower. You're a part of this flower. If you think about it, the middle of a sunflower is very large and it's full of seeds. You have these seeds and you're scattering them in your hand. On the outside of this sunflower, you have many, many, many petals. And you have many ways to go. I want you to imagine a doorway opening up and you're walking through this doorway. As you walk through this doorway, you will find that you are in an auditorium or a theatre. Imagine yourself walking to the stage because today you will be centre stage. Take those steps up to that stage without hesitation. Don't look back, look forwards. Imagine yourself on the stage and turn yourself towards the audience. Imagine yourself singing a song, reciting a poem, or saying anything that you want to say, saying how you feel. Release your thoughts. Release your emotions. There are a few boxes on the stage for you to stand on. Take the step up. And Jeanette is waiting there to open up that box with you and give you the benefit of the crystal.
Okay, that's lovely. As you're standing on the top of the box, what attracts your attention is a wonderful, huge, round ball, and it just looks like a vibrant yellow ball. And as you get closer, you can really see that it's the most beautiful piece of natural citrine that's there. And as you pick this citrine up and you're sitting there and you're looking at it, and you can actually see yourself in this crystal because it's so vibrant, and you know that potentially you could be this vibrant person. You are capable of being the person that you really know you can be. And as you're linking in, okay, with this lovely crystal, you're just aware, okay, that at the moment your life seems to be juggling lots of different things, and you may be feeling a little bit undervalued, underappreciated. Maybe life is passing you by and you feel like you never reached your full potential. But as soon as you link into this crystal, you will see a new you emerging. This new you will be surrounded by beautiful gold light. And as you see this gold light around you, you are absolutely full of the most wonderful yellow energy. And you really need, okay, to work with this sense of new abundance and new happiness that this lovely crystal is bringing to you. And you know that when you finish doing this lovely meditation, that you are going to come around, if you like, and you're going to be feeling so positive and confident. all the worries and all the self-doubts and all the negative thoughts that anybody's ever said to you, you're going to now start believing in yourself. Because up until today, you've always had these self-doubts that have held you back from being the true person you know you can be. So as we link in with Sarah now, we're going to continue on our journey and she's going to take you somewhere else.
Very simple. You're going to jump. Jump and land on the next box. You've landed. You've taken that jump. And Jeanette is now going to give you the benefit of another crystal or a colour or a flower.
Okay. As we are on the next box, you see a bar of gold. And you look at this gold and you know that you all the abundance in your life you are now is at your fingertips. Because as you know, it's all about the laws of attraction and basically what you think about, you bring about. And you know now you're reaching your full potential. You're going to start working with your abundance. You're going to start working with the yellows and the golds and the solar plexus. And you are now really realizing that anything that you could do is now in the palm of your hands. And as you link in with this gold, this wonderful spiritual gold color, which is a high intuitive gold color, which has been given by the spirit world for us, okay, tonight, you realize that everything that you know you wanted to do was there for you. And Sarah is going to tell you what's on the third box now.
Another big leap. You're very light. You've jumped very quickly. You've landed swiftly. And on this box, you'll see a flower. The flower is a simple daffodil, bringing you the highlights of spring, of new beginnings, as the daffodils can be the first flowers that come in springtime. A simple flower, yet beautiful. The golden mellow yellow makes you feel warm inside, makes you feel loved, and makes you feel at ease. All of your worries have fallen around you and dropped to the floor. Somebody is coming to sweep them away for you. This is somebody that you love. Remember, in your hand you have the seeds of the sunflower. You're full of positivity and you need to share this with others. Because if we share positivity, it creates a better world. Throw the seeds into the audience and you will see many flowers blossom of different colours. Everybody is thriving. You're now going to jump the boxes, come down the stairs, through the doors and back to where you were, feeling released, relieved, positive, forward-thinking, and ready to take on anything. There we go.
That was fantastic, Sarah. That was really lovely. I know that the listeners enjoy that as much as we do. And it's really nice to just have that time out from our busy days and nights, just to kind of have those few minutes, just to connect with yourself. And I hope you all enjoyed that as much as we did. So then, before we continue on now, I just want to ask Sarah, how have you enjoyed your day, sir?
Have I enjoyed my day?
Yeah.
I've been driving and driving. I went the wrong way up the M4. I thought I was in Cardiff and I thought, no, there's about another mile and a half to go.
Yeah.
I got lost. But I found my way.
Okay.
To the pub. The half a pint of lager. And a nice dinner.
Oh, well, that's it.
With some lovely, lovely people there. Well, How about you?
Yeah, my day has just been really nice as well. As you know, I'm from South Wales myself, so I didn't have to come quite as far as you. I just hopped on the shuttle bus today to meet all my friends in the pub, which was really nice. We've had a fabulous day. And we've come up to Mike's studio now this evening to do the show live, which is a really good buzz, good vibe. We've been doing some healing sessions. We've been doing readings. We've been absolutely having a fantastic day. So it's really nice to get together. And Mike is here in the background producing the show. And we're going to say hi, Mike, and ask him how he's enjoyed his day having us with him for the day.
Well, you know, girls, it's been hectic. Let's just say that, you know. It hasn't stopped from last night. Because I know the wonderful Ken and his wife has been with me since last night. And yeah, it's been a hectic day. You know, I was actually, I'm going to let you into a little secret. You know, I was thinking this weekend, bank holiday weekend. And when Ken said to me, Mike, what have we got planned in for the weekend? I said, I think I'm going to lay in bed all weekend. And he said, how about having us down? I said, okay, maybe I won't lay in bed all weekend. Yes, but you're more than welcome to come down. Mm. And then we met up with yourselves today. And we have. We've had a wonderful day. We've done, you know, a bit of healing, a bit of Reiki, a bit of this, a bit of shouting. Fed the dog some chocolate. You know, you've all been mollified. You know, and you know, it's been a nice day. You know, it really has. So it's been a constructive day. It's nice to you know, physically be in Studio One.
Yeah.
Right here. And it's nice to have you. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to your show. And I'm looking forward to producing, and actually, not just producing, should I say, but I'm going to be hosting your show tonight, girls.
Ooh,
so look out. Yeah. It's like a three-way tag team match. Here we go. Back over to you, Jeanette.
Yeah, back over to me, Jeanette. Okay. Well, I mean, what can I say? We've all had a fantastic day, and I'm just looking forward to the show this evening. I'm hoping that people are going to ring in this evening and they're going to give us a colour, okay, on how they are feeling. I know we've done the solar plexus to help them, you know, with their inner confidence, but what we'd like to do is that the callers, when they call in tonight, if they could just tell us a colour, okay, we can kind of do them a reading, if you like, on the colour that they say. It's just a little bit of something different tonight, because we know the listeners do like to have, you know, a mix-up with the show. So when you call in tonight, don't forget to say your colour, and we'll just give you a little reading on that. Don't you think so, Seth? Nice change.
Yes, definitely. Mm. I'm trying to remember the number, but I'm not that clever, Jeanette. Mike, have you got the number?
Yeah, I have the number you need to call in on, and I'm just looking in the chat room, and there's people asking, is there still time? Yes, there is still time to call in. The numbers you need to dial, it's 760-283-4611. If you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype button there, and that way you can come through, and it's free. What better way can you do it? Free.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. That was a connection, wasn't it? We both said fantastic together. Okay, so are we going to go on to a song first, and then we'll start doing some calls live?
I think so. Yeah. Enjoy these songs, folks, and we will come open the lines ready for you to speak to us. We're looking forward to it.
Need time. have a little patience.
Oh,
Well, fantastic. Love that song. If you'd like to take part in the show, could you please call in now, because the lines are now open for calls. Thank you.
You know, girls, I'm a bit slow on the uptake there, weren't I? You're waiting for me. Okay, we're going to go to the lines, and I'm going to bring on Linda. Hi, Linda. Are you there with us?
I'm here.
Linda, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from United States, Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. Absolutely wonderful. Now, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Jeanette that's live in the studio with me. So, Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
With you, my love. Can I just ask you for your date of birth, Linda?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, can I ask you for your date of birth, please, Linda?
My date of birth? Absolutely. Yeah. It's 9/18/51.
Okay, so that makes you a Virgo then, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay, my love. How can I help you this evening, please?
Did you want me to give you a color?
Yeah, I'd love you to give me a color, actually.
Okay, the two colors that surround me are purple and turquoise, or
wow.
Purple and teal or something.
Okay, fantastic. Love those colors. Love the choice. What I'm picking up with you, darling, the reason why you're really drawn to those colors is because I feel that your throat chakra is a little bit closed right now, okay? So it's obviously a communication issue that needs to be resolved.
Okay.
And I feel that the turquoise is actually telling you to be more open and to speak your mind properly, because I do feel that there has been a situation around you where you're not actually speaking your mind. Do you understand that, my love?
Oh, God, that's my question.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
so
my question...
Before you've asked me the question, so that just goes to show how the colours work and how
okay.
We draw to colours that are really relevant for us. So what actually was your question, please, darling?
Well, I have a friend. Actually, he's my ex-husband. We've not been together for 20 years. He remarried, and that's okay with me because I left him. But his second wife left him and went to Florida. He lives in Pennsylvania, and she lives in Florida now.
Okay.
She left. She's giving him an ultimatum. And I told him to fight for his marriage, but, you know, my throat was blocked when I said that because I feel like she's giving him an ultimatum, and somehow that's not right for him because now he's a little stressed. He wants to be with her, but he has to give up his – he's a doctor, and he has to give up his practice to go there.
Okay.
And I felt like maybe I said the wrong thing to him. I hope I didn't, but maybe you can help me with that.
I don't think you said the wrong thing. The very fact that you were picking purple as well tells me that you're quite an intuitive, sensitive person. And combined with the turquoise, you're very much drawn on your healing abilities as well. And of course, there is a lot of healing involved around this because he is actually a medical professional. I do feel he needs to take action, okay? I'm really drawn to this guy needs to... speak his truth about where he really needs to be, and he still needs you, Linda, in his life, which I find is very strange because after all these years he still kind of wants your opinion, or he kind of really values what you think. So in a way, even though he has been married to this woman for X amount of years, you've always had and remained to have a very good connection and a bond with this man. My love, is he a fire sign, please?
What is his sign?
Yeah, is he a fire sign? Is he either a Leo, Aries, or Sagittarius?
No, he's actually a Gemini, but he has a lot of Aries in his chart.
Yes, he would, because Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is ruled by Aries. So Aries and Gemini people are very, very similar in a lot of characteristics, okay? That's why I'm feeling a lot of fire energy around him. Also, I feel I'm feeling this energy for him because he needs to take action and he's stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by stalling, it's almost as if he's kind of running around like a hamster in a wheel and he's not solving anything. So what I feel, okay, is communication is the key here, okay? This is
okay.
Definitely why I'm drawing so much to the throat chakra, because it's almost as if there's blockages, and the both of you, and actually the three of you, all need to be honest with each other and say what you really, really do feel. I feel that he will be communicating over the next couple of weeks. I am to this coming to the conclusion one way or the other. After the middle of next month, I definitely feel that this is going to start picking up in a way that you feel comfortable. And I do know that this guy is waiting on news on something. So it's almost like as though he's waiting on news about her before he steps forward. So I don't know what's going on there, but I do feel that there's news coming to him. And I also feel that there seems to be a younger man who brings in the news. Would you understand a younger man, please?
That could be my son or her son. I don't know. He's very close to her
son. I'm drawing to a light-haired guy, okay? So a fair-haired...
No. They're both dark. Right. I don't know that.
Something about a younger man here with lightish hair. So it doesn't necessarily have to be your children or her children. It could be a random person that knows him or works with him. But there does definitely seem to be news coming in, okay, that will help him resolve this situation. I'm really drawing to the fact, okay, that this lady... was very, very manipulative in the relationship. And
right.
to be told, I feel that they do need to draw a line under this. There's a lot of spirit energy around you. I do feel that you do connect in very much with spirit. If you don't work with spiritual things, you should do. I definitely feel with you, you should be working with healing energy because you are very much a natural healer, because these are why you've picked on turquoise, which is the high-level healing color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say to you, okay, this situation seems to be difficult at the moment. There are definitely things that need to be resolved. And I'm really, really drawn to the fact, okay, that with you, you need to let him sort this out, because it's almost as if you're too heavily, overly involved in his life still. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I guess I am, because I don't have any romance of my own.
Coming in for you, darling, okay? That is definitely coming in. I feel you've been on your own for too long, okay? And I feel that you're a little bit afraid to take that leap of faith. And when I'm linking with my guides with you, they're telling me that you are a little bit of a loner. You do kind of spend too much time on your own, and you definitely, now is your time to take a leap of faith and have some new energy in your own life and not be kind of dealing with your ex-husband's kind of relationship with his new wife. You need to kind of distance yourself from that and have more of your own kind of energy around you. It's like as though when I'm linking in with this, I feel like it's almost like a tap of energy draining from you, and it's focusing on him all the time. So you need to switch that tap off and refocus the energy. I feel you'll feel a lot better for that, for doing that as well.
Yeah, I understand. My children, too. I mean, they're his children, so, that's been my whole life.
Of course. Linda, I know that the children and the situation and everything else, but I do feel that he will resolve this. You need to stand back now and let him do this. And I do feel that there's new opportunities coming in for you with a relationship of your own before the end of the year, so you haven't got long to wait. But I'm going to have to leave that with you now, my love, because we've got a lot of callers on the line waiting to come through, and I hope that's given you some clarity on this matter.
Thank you
very much for connecting with us on Guiding Lights.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
It's a wonderful reading there, Linda. But don't forget, to download a copy of your reading, simply come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to see that in the archives. Press the download button. Join us on Facebook. Jeanette and Coots. And there is a like page there, Jeanette. What's the like
Guiding
page?
Lights.
Guiding Lights. So come and join us, and that's where we'll get regular updates of the show. Actually, thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have a gentleman called Ibuta. I don't know if I've said it right. Ibuta, are you there with us? Hi, Ibuta. Are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I knew that I would pronounce it wrong, Sarah. From the from the minute that we picked up your call, I do apologize, but can I ask you where you're calling from? Yes.
I'm calling from the U.S. and Colorado.
Colorado, absolutely wonderful. I bet you that you're having wonderful weather there, aren't you?
Yes, we are having wonderful weather here. Not too hot.
Oh, you know, it's been rain all day here. But, you know, it's been a spiritual day. We've had a wonderful day. So I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Sarah, and I'm sure that she'll be able to answer all your questions for you. So, Sarah, it's all over to you.
Hello, sweetheart. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, darling. Can I just... I'm going to be really rude here. I think Mike's presuming that you were male, but I'm presuming that you are female.
You're presuming what now?
Your name is an unusual name. Is it a lady's name or a gentleman's name?
It's a lady's name. It's my soul name. I asked that it would be revealed to me what my name was, you know, when I came on Earth plane, and that's what it is. It's Ipatar Star. It's my last name.
Okay. Which is spiritual, yeah? Right.
It's very spiritual.
Okay, sweetheart, let me link in with you and see what I can get for you. As I'm sensing, there's an energy around me that I've got problems around my throat area, quite sort of pulled in around my throat, and my chest feels as well. I almost feel like I want to say to you, caved in. I know that's an unusual saying, but I don't know whether somebody had any problems around that area or whether somebody around you has got those issues. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Well, I have an attachment there, and I'm dealing with a lot of energetic things that's causing that. It's nothing that I'm doing. It's outside things that are causing that.
Right.
It's energetic.
It's a physical feeling to me, though. So is this what you're feeling yourself?
It's physical. It's physical, but what I'm saying, what's causing it is energetic. It's nothing that I'm not doing or not doing, and I've been dealing with this for over 20 years, and I'm sure there are other people that deal with it, but they're probably not conscious of it. It's all electronic and energetic.
Right, okay. Was there anything...
Yeah, and it's irritating the right side of my throat.
Okay.
It's like I feel like I have a little sore throat there. But I do have a question, and the colors that I wanted to tell you that came to mind is gold and blue.
Gold?
And gold and blue.
Lovely.
The question that I have is about my ex as well, and I don't know if you're able to tap into whether he's crossed over or not, because there was some information came to me through another person about some things. I'm sort of still connected to him financially, you know, living or whether he passes away. And I was told that he was, he had made his transition, but he really hadn't made his transition a couple months ago.
Okay, just let me link in. And I know you've given me information there, but I'm going to link in and see what I've got for you. Okay, and I'll ask those questions for you. Gold and blue are healing. Okay, and I can see a golden blue sparkly umbilical cord. Okay. So I feel like there is an attachment there with you, sweetheart, on a healing.
Yeah, there is. There is. There is.
I feel like.
And it's been there for a long time.
Yeah. And you've been very. Around the relationship with your ex husband, you found it very difficult to detach. Now, I get the number 7 here. Is this 7 years ago or July, or is 7 relevant somewhere, a date in a month?
Are you asking me, is it relevant?
Yes, I am, darling.
Well, on my birth date is not, that's what I use. It's not actually my birth date. My birth date is 5853.
Okay.
But they made a mistake. They made a mistake on my birth certificate. So it's 7 on there.
Oh, so that's very relevant with you then, darling. Okay, so that's the 7. So I'm linking in. You know, your birth certificate, we talked about an umbilical cord, didn't we? And the umbilical cord starts from birth. Okay, so that's where we got the 7 and the link with the 7. Okay.
Okay.
I've got the name Crystal. Is there a crystal around you anywhere?
Yeah, I have a lot of crystals around me, healing crystals. And I was told that I was supposed to be doing healing work also with crystals.
Right, okay, but you don't know anybody of the name of Crystal?
My son's girlfriend's relative, her name is Crystal.
Good. It's evidential.
Her cousin is named Crystal.
Okay, that's evidential. Around your ex-husband, I get an April link.
You get what?
An April link, the month of April.
Okay.
His birthday, or was it a disconnection around that time between you and him?
I don't know. We've been divorced since 94. I'm not sure.
We'll just take the April.
What month?
All right. Now, who's John around you, darling?
John?
Yeah.
I don't have a John. You mean living or passed away?
It could be either. I can never tell whether they're in spirit or whether they're here. They just give me the name. But often spirit people give me the names of people that are on earth, or sometimes they give me their own name. Just take that and just take it, put it to one side and have a think about it. Okay. Has anybody around you had a pain in their hand?
Pain in their hands?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I do because the energetic... it affects my chakras in my hands. Energetic things I was telling you about, yeah, it affects my chakras.
Okay. What I want to say to you, what I'm being given to say to you is 6 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's gentleman energy in spirit. I don't know whether it is your ex-husband or not, and I don't think really I would be able to tell you that. But there is a gentleman...
Okay.
Energy linking around you where I do feel love. So I'm wondering if this is more of a father or of a grandfather around you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He gives me a January link. He tells me January. So this is either a passing or it is somebody's birthday in January. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He tells me that there was something wrong with his leg because I feel like I'm limping. All right? I've got some...
Mm-hmm.
Or something wrong with my leg with this gentleman. Okay.
You mean my in the spirit world?
Yes, this man is in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who's had a problem with their eye because my eye's aching?
I'm not sure.
Right, because I've got something wrong with my eye as well, and it's stinging, so I don't know whether I had something in my eye, and this connects around you with somebody. I also want to give you the name David. Do you understand the name David?
No.
Okay. Take that name then, because it's there. Have a think about it, all right? It's given to you. They're giving me 6 weeks around something opening up for you where you will have clearance and closure. So I feel you need to wait for this time to see what is doing. Okay, darling.
Mm-hmm.
And this may, well, I'm presuming this is going to be around your ex-husband. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Some sort of closure. They're giving me clearance and closure. Okay?
Okay.
So you will know within the six-week period or around about that six-week period, you'll have the answers that you've been asking me about.
Okay.
Afternoon, wherever you are, sweetheart. Okay. I can see blue flowers here. So have you got blue flowers around you anywhere in your garden, or are blue flowers relevant with you?
I have blue stars around me.
Blue stars. They're flowers.
Oh. Flowers and hearts too?
No, they're flowers. I could see blue flowers. Have you got
blue flowers
in your garden?
Do I have a garden?
Have you got blue flowers in your garden?
I don't have a garden yet.
Right. Maybe it's coming in for you then, because I can see a garden and I can see blue flowers. It isn't stars.
Okay.
It's flowers.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask before we close off?
Yes, that was a question I wanted to ask about, you said the gold and the blue and the umbilical cord. There was some activity there, and like I said, is that with the cord? That's my cord, and you could see some attachment to it.
Yes, there's something you're attached to that needs to detach. I feel like I need to pull the umbilical cord. That's on a healing level, but the cord that I saw,
right,
blue and gold, sparkly. Okay, I would say. I mean, Okay, I am a healer, but I don't always analyze it. I don't always think about my energies. I am very spiritual, but I'm quite a down-to-earth, girl-next-door kind of person. So don't put too much emphasis on the spiritual side. I'm not saying to tell you to walk away from it, because it's healthy for you, but what I will say to you is you need to really try and detach a little bit and work more on your material side of life. Do you understand, sir?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't
too much emphasis on it. All right. And if you want to listen back to the reading, please go to Mike Spirit FM, Guiding Lights, Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to rehear your reading. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. And thank you very much as well. And you have a wonderful evening.
And you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Okay, absolutely wonderful, listener. Now I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and I believe that we have Amanda there with us. Amanda, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, Amanda. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Maryland, USA.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. And now I'm going to hook you up with Jeanette, okay, because I know that Jeanette is bursting at the seams. You're waiting to take your call. So, Amanda, here's Jeanette, here's Amanda.
Okay, hi there, Amanda. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, my love. Can I just ask you, please, for your date of birth?
June 14th, 1990.
Okay, lovely. Gemini then, yeah? Okay.
Yep.
Any questions or any area that you'd like me to look at, please?
So I've never been in a relationship, ever.
Okay.
And I've gotten readings and they said it's coming, but it never does, so...
Okay.
You know, I just want to know if you saw something.
Yeah, and have you got a color that you'd like to, just kind of work with tonight with us, please?
I'm sorry?
Have you got a color that you'd like to bring in tonight as well?
Okay.
And what would that color be, my love?
Red.
Red. Okay, not a bit surprised, because red is all about the base chakra. Red is all about your passionate side. Red is all about that feisty energy, and that's all about your inner core confidence, okay? I have got a big decision coming in for you. I do feel with you that you judge yourself very harshly, okay? And that there has been a time in your past, okay, where someone kind of pulled your confidence down. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel it's... I want to go back now, okay? Because when I'm linking in with you, I feel I'm a little girl. So this is not as a woman. This is as a 7 to 10-year-old little girl. Do you understand that age group, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel since that time, okay... it's almost like as though you was told time and time and time again that you were not good enough. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is why I feel the situation with you, I think you're suffering from low self-esteem. And the meditation that we did earlier on in this evening show would be absolutely perfect for you to kind of bring that lovely self-confidence back out. I do feel that there is a relationship coming in. I do feel that there's going to be a gentleman coming around you around about January or February of next year, and I feel that this gentleman is quite tall, blonde hair or light hair, okay, and fair fair kind of skin and also bluey green eyes.
Okay.
And I feel it's going to be a really nice guy, probably divorced, okay? Because I'm just linking in with someone who's divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a name that starts with an A connected to this guy, like an Andrew or an Andy, or there is a definite connection to this guy's name around.
Okay.
I do feel that you definitely need to stop judging yourself as harshly as you do. You really do need to kind of realize the inner core beauty of you. But I just feel like so I'm sitting down because it's almost like I'm defeated, okay? The energy around you, it's almost like really low and flat. It's kind of like I'm resigning myself to the fact that I'm never going to find happiness. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're kind of being negative. And I feel the negativity breeds negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to shift that. And I just want you to do so much work on yourself. When you get up in the morning, okay, what I want you to do before you even get dressed or do anything, I need you, okay, to stand in the mirror and look at yourself and say, I am the best, I deserve the best, please bring in the right person for me. Because what I'm feeling with you is that you need to bring that confidence up. I do feel you are loved in spirit. I do feel that you've had a hard time as a child, and therefore that energy, okay, has always knocked your confidence down. And I feel that as you are now a woman, okay, you're still holding on to that little girl who was told time and time again that she was not good enough. Do you understand, my love?
Yes.
Okay, it's really, really, really important for you to start believing yourself and write down a half a dozen things that you really like about yourself and start building on that. I would love to, I would love to see you working on all the positive things that you can bring in. And I know that once you shift your focus and you decide that you are worth it, you will definitely find someone who really thinks you are worth it, because you're projecting out at the moment the fact that you are not worth it and you're not valuable and you're not worth having a relationship with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to shift that focus, to change that around. I do see generally a lot more happiness coming in for you. I do know that this is what you really, really want in your life. I also feel that you are loved in spirit, and that there's a gentleman who draws close with you. And I feel that this is either a grandfather or an uncle who is very close to you. Do you understand this, please?
I haven't had anybody that close to me pass yet, so...
Right, okay, but this is definitely someone who's passed. So I'm looking at grandfather or great-grandfather, but there is definitely someone who looks out for you.
Okay.
I'm getting an R connection with this man, like a Roger or a Robert or a Richard. Do you understand that name, please?
My grandmother's father name is Ross.
Right, okay, so that's the gentleman that's coming in around you. Because I feel that he's always looked over you, okay, because I am so drawn to that Rob-sounding name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is there bringing in love. And he is the one that's going to be kind of guiding you through these difficult times. And I just really want to encourage you to know that you have to believe in yourself. And then
okay.
Really going to start changing for you. The spring of next year is going to bring in a romance, okay? Options, decisions, choices, and change.
Mm-hmm. And I had another quick question. Last semester I left school. I thought I was going to, I guess, pursue what I really wanted to do, and I kind of got stuck. So I decided to go back to school to finish out my degree, and I wanted to know how you saw that going.
I think that's going to go very well for you, because as I said to you, it's all about your inner core life force, and it's also about self-belief, okay? And as I said, what you think about, you bring about. So if you really think, I know I'm going to do this, you're going to succeed. This is what I want you to do. I want you to shift your focus to believe in yourself.
Okay.
Okay, and once you start believing in yourself, things are going to change for you, because you're going to be attracting a different energy towards you as well.
Okay.
Okay, my love. And I'd like to leave you with that. And it's been lovely connecting with you this evening. And thank you so much for connecting into the Guiding Light Show.
Thank you for all your help.
Okay, my darling. Anytime. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Amanda, for calling in. And don't forget, you know, come and join Sarah and Jeanette on Facebook and the Guiding Lights Facebook page. You can connect with the radio station on Facebook and the Mike Spirit FM. You'll also find that there. And don't forget to download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM in Blog Talk Radio. We say thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's... I think, girls, we need to go to another song. I mean, another short, what I would call a commercial break. So let me just press this and we'll see what happens here.
Let's go, girls.
What a wonderful song there. And, you know, that was particularly for these girls. Man, I feel like a woman. So, girls, you know, it's kind of we're having fun here tonight. You know, we've Right, you're in Studio One. Are you enjoying yourself? Well, you know, I seem to be enjoying it as well. You know, it's been a wonderful day. It really has. And I can't thank you enough, really. And Ken, obviously, you know, not just gone off to make a cup of tea. Thank you, Ken. Okay, let's go straight back to the callers. But before we do, let me just say, you know, there is 1 hour left of the show. You know, there is still time to call in. If you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Those numbers again, 760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button there. Or if you need the link to Blog Talk Radio, because I know that we'll be broadcasting in Spreaker, GH Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrettFM, and that's where you will find the Skype button. So let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I'm going to bring on Aaron. Hi, Aaron. You there with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Florida, and this is the first time I've called your show, Mike. I had no idea you guys were in the UK.
Wow.
It sounds...
You know, the wonderful thing is I'm going to be in Florida in 3 weeks' time.
Are you really?
I really am, yes. Come and join me.
Are you going to Disney World?
No, I'm coming out to work. You know, you people in Florida, you are absolutely wonderful people. I can't wait to come out to meet as many people as I can, because I'm out there to be working. Working in a dog, I think, you know. That's the saying, I suppose. There's demonstrations going on. You know, hook up with me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and that's where you'll be able to get all the information of where I'm going to be. It's all going to be
okay.
MikeDavisMedium.com is my website. Come and join us there. But you know, this is not my show. My show is on a Sunday at 8 p.m. I'm taking over here because the girls are live in a studio with me in Studio One. You know, let me hand you over to the wonderful Sarah, and I'm sure that she will be able to answer all the questions that you have. Sarah, this is Aaron.
Hello. Hi, Aaron.
Hey. My birthday is 8/16/62. I'm a Leo, my moon in Aquarius and a Taurus rising, and my two favorite colors right this minute that are sort of resonating, I guess, is lime green and fuchsia.
What's that second color, sweetheart?
Fuchsia is kind of a...
Fuchsia pink.
A bright pink, almost purpley pink, yeah.
Okay, they're quite bright colors, aren't they? An astrologer, so I don't understand moons and birth dates and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I tend to link into spirit, all right?
Okay.
But I've been handed Jeanette's tarot card, so this is going to be quite interesting. Okay. So lime green and fuchsia pink are very, very bright colours. And it's almost like really illuminating. You see, pink and green are both the heart chakra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're both really bright means that I feel like you're quite excited about something. There's something special coming in for you, sweetheart. Okay?
Mm.
And illuminated, all right? And it's coming in quite quickly as well, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm linking in with somebody who had indigestion problems here, or maybe somebody around you has got problems with their indigestion. Okay, I feel like, you know, we have Gaviscon in this country when, you know, we get the indigestion. I don't know what you have there, but I feel like somebody would have been having remedies or methods for their indigestion. Do you know who this is, sweetheart?
I've been having a little bit of indigestion at night occasionally, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'm just feeling that. Okay, and what I will suggest is mint tea is very good for you. Right, to try the mint tea. Was there a question you had, or do you just want me to link in with you?
I do have a question, actually. My pet guinea pig named Max passed away yesterday morning, and I was hoping for kind of a clarification on a previous mediumship thing I had done yesterday morning right after he passed. A fellow that had a little bit too much. He was channeling a little bit more Jack Daniels than he was my mother, unfortunately, gave me a message from my mother, but he was talking about a dog, and he really couldn't get anything clearly on the dog, which made me think my mother actually had some information about the guinea pig, and so I was kind of left swinging. So if you have anything on my pet guinea pig, it was really traumatic because I held him while he passed, and he'd been a dog of mine in a previous life, and so he'd come in for me, and it was just really traumatic to let him go, and I was just wondering if you had anything on that, on how he's doing, or...
I tried to catch as much as that as I could. There's quite a lot of information there, and obviously you had a channeling and a reading yesterday. So, in essence, what exactly did you want me to do? Link in with the guinea pig, or...
How's he doing with this transition? Did I comfort him enough? I'm not necessarily looking for reassurance, but did I comfort him when he was crossing? How is he doing now? How far into his transition is he doing? What's he up to?
As a healer, I automatically will tell you, you can never do enough. And you should never worry about, have you done enough? Because the process of love that you have sends the healing, and almost like the transition of passing makes it quite smooth and easy. Okay. So, yes, you know, this has gone very well. There's nothing for you to worry about, nothing for you to berate yourself about. It's just now the healing process to set in for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to know, sweetheart?
I just was wondering where he... what he was up to right now. Is he still in transition, or is he with someone? Is he
they transition, you know, in life when somebody passes, sometimes the odd case people will go into limbo, so they don't quite get to the spirit world, but the majority of the time the transition is imminent, it's very quick, so this would have gone very quickly, so there's nothing to worry about as far as that's concerned at all. Okay, imminently, straight over, no problems at all. All right.
Okay.
Who is it that suffers with back pain?
I'm not sure. I've had a little back strain recently, and I had back pain in the past. But, my sister, my best friend. She's been having back issues for a long, long time.
Okay.
Wasn't thinking.
I'm just linking in around that for you. I feel like there's something missing with you, okay? And I know, obviously, you've just had a bereavement. I don't feel it's that. But I feel like there's something missing with you. And almost like, are you in a relationship, sweetheart?
No.
No.
I have a couple of fellows chasing me, and I'm supposed to have another fellow coming in, but nobody's here right now that I'm seeing.
This is where I'm at with you, okay? I feel like needing to cement something, you're needing to move forwards, but it comes from inner core confidence with you. It's almost like you are holding back, okay? I do feel... Who's had a bad leg as well? Because my legs just started to ache.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Bad leg, sweetheart.
Legs?
Leg? Bottom part of my leg is aching. So it's either somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you.
That's my sister again. Yeah, she's got problems with her legs, neuropathy.
Cool. Okay. So I'm presuming your mother is linking in here, because obviously with your sister, bringing up the aches and pains that your sister has. Right. I can see a flag. I don't know whether you've got a flag near you, but I can see a flag. Okay. I'm wondering if, for some reason, I'm sort of feeling like I'm with somebody with the forces here. So whether you've connected with a guy who's in the forces in the past, or whether there's one coming in for you, I can just see somebody in a uniform, right? And to me, the flag will resemble that, right? And I feel this is coming in for you and will almost like fill you with your needs and desires. Is my feeling here, okay? I do get a February link with you. Now, did anybody pass in February? Was anybody around you got a birthday in February?
My son's best friend passed in February. I'm pretty sure he passed in February.
All right.
No birthdays around me.
Okay, that will be the lab that's passed then. Okay. Have I got a motorbike connected somewhere around you or somebody close to you?
What was the first part of that? I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
A motorbike.
A motorbike. My ex-husband has a motorbike.
That's it. All right. So there's residue pain there with the ex-husband, all right, which needs fixing. All right. I can see somebody throttling on the motorbike. I'm not saying this is literally happening. This is symbolically. And they're clicking on to gear number 3, okay? So my sense is there's either a 3 on a door or a new doorway. You there, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just kind of going in and out a little bit right this second. There's a number 3 on a doorway?
Yeah. There's a number
3. Okay.
Either on a doorway or coming. I can see it on a door.
Okay.
It's a white door.
Okay.
Okay. So if you don't know about this, this is coming in around you and you will know about it. Do you know of a Jim or a James?
That's my ex-husband. Named Jim. And there's a fellow who's sort of expressed a bit of interest named Jim.
Is he the forces?
No.
Not too sure about that one.
No, he's not in the forces. He may have been. He's not now.
Right. Well, if he was...
My ex-husband used to be in the forces.
Oh, keep bringing your ex-husband back. Is there a 3 connected with your ex-husband, either March or a 3 on a door where he lives or did live?
I have no idea. And I would sooner scoop out my frontal lobe with a grapefruit spoon than go back to my ex-husband. So I can't imagine that.
No, I know.
It's possible.
Say again, darling.
I'm sorry?
We're both cutting out, I think. What were you just saying? I mean, I know you wouldn't want to go back to your ex-husband. For some reason, the evidence is coming in around him, but I do feel there's a new gentleman coming in for you anyway, and he will be wearing a uniform, okay?
He will be, or he used to? Because you said he might have used to have been in the service.
Well, I've got a uniform here. Now, you don't want to go back with your ex-husband, so it's somebody new coming in for you who will either have worn a uniform or does wear one because they get the forces with it. All right?
Well, okay.
Okay, what were you going to say?
It doesn't have to be like a military uniform, though, right? It could be any kind of uniform.
My sense is that because there's a flag associated, that it is connected with a military uniform. We call it the army here. I don't know what you call it in America. I don't think you call it forces. But somebody who's travelled and somebody who is wearing the uniform, and I do feel it's connected around military, the forces. All right, sweetheart. But you will know about this when this comes in. Okay. Now, have you got a Mary around you?
A who?
Mary or Marie?
Yes, I know a Mary.
You do? Okay, there's just a little bit of evidence there for you. And who's got the October birthday?
Nobody that I can think of right now.
Okay, because they're giving me October. October birthday. I feel like it's the middle of October, 14th or 15th, and I feel this is relevant. So you will know of this. Okay.
Okay.
I can see, they're showing me curtains. So are you buying some new curtains or been talking about getting some new curtains?
No. But someone else mentioned that something about curtains for some reason. I'm not sure how that plays in. I'm not thinking about getting curtains now.
All right, if somebody's mentioned it, it's just spirit telling me about the things that are going on around you, and it's evidential. All right.
Okay.
I would like to say to you that your mom gives you her love. Okay. If you're not talking about the pets, all right. That this is all resolved. It's just your healing process. And more importantly, well, not more importantly, because I couldn't obviously take away from the pain that you're feeling at the moment, I just feel like something's coming in really quickly for you. And it's going to be
fine.
And it will be very quick. I know this. You're going to bump into him.
Okay.
And I look forward to that for you, for the start.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate it.
Big pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye, darling.
Okay, thank you for calling. And remember, you know, you can come on over to Mike Spirit FM to retrieve a copy of your reading in the archive.
Okay.
Come and join us on Facebook. Facebook. It's Mike Day. Sorry, I'm thinking I'm promoting myself again. That's not good, because they'll be putting their daggers out. It's Mike Spirit FM is where you will find the station there on Facebook. It's Jeanette Ann Coombs on Facebook and Sarah May. So thank you for calling in, and we'll say bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, I think we're going to go to a short music break again, girls, because I know Ken's just about rustling up the tea for us. So let's I think this one is another song for you girls. So let me just press this and see what happens here. Well, hi and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening here to Guiding Lights on Mike Spirit FM with the fabulous Jeanette Ann Coombs and Sarah May. Hi, girls.
Hi there.
Well, you know, it's nice to all be in one place. You know, it's nice to be right here in well, what I call Studio One. So it's nice to all be here together, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, we do have a Studio Two live in America with our fabulous producer, Robert. And we have Studio 3 up in Birmingham in the UK with Ken. You're fabulous, Birmingham. It's wonderful there. Have you ever been there? Oh, yeah, of course you live in Birmingham, don't you? You do. So, yes, of course you've been there, you know. South Wales, Jeanette. What more can we say? Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful, you know. Unfortunately, Ken does not have a microphone tonight. So it's just Me and Jeanette. Me and Jeanette, I can turn you down. Because, you know, I'm in control. I'm in control tonight. That you can. So maybe I won't turn your microphone down, but Ken can speak, so you are really flying solo tonight, aren't you? You know, so it's the South Wales against the Brummies, and you know, but that's okay because we're all spirit. I mean, you know, we are, you know, the room is full of love, full of energy. You know, I know that we're going to go back to the phone lines in a minute, okay? Because I know that we still got some wonderful people to talk to. But you know, I do want to say that there is still time. We've got about another, I don't know, 38 minutes of airtime left. So you know, it's not long. It's going really quick, and it's. You know, going so fast, it's unbelievable, you know, and I love doing the shows because it brings spirituality to, you know, it was just the other day, you know, I was speaking to somebody, I'm not going to mention no names, and this poor lady called in, and I was giving her a reading, you know, and during the reading, I was thinking, this is why I do the radio, this is why I've built this network, because this poor lady, she's housebound, she can't get out. She's in a wheelchair, and you know the evidence that came through for her was absolutely perfect, and you know she was crying and so on there, and I thought to myself, you know, this is why I do this. This is why that I put my heart and soul into building a network, having wonderful hosts like yourself on, because you know sometimes she wouldn't be able to have communication with you if she can't get out, you know. So I think to myself, and I thought a long time ago, you know, I sat back, and I must have been about maybe 21, you know, so. Young, you know, still young now, mind, obviously. but you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, if people don't want to come to spiritualism, let's take spiritualism to people. But how can we do it? You know, I'm not the one that's going to go knock on somebody's door and say, "Hi, I'm a medium, and you need to." You know, I can't do that. You know, it's not in me. And I think to myself, you know, each to their own personal responsibility, isn't it? You know, it's not for me to force anything upon anyone. So I thought, how can I break through these barriers? What can I actually do to bring spiritualism to the people without knocking on your door, without forcing my faith, my way of life upon anyone? And what a better way than to build a network within radio, you know, because that for that one person in particular, I touched, you know, it's helped because we've been able to do this. And I think to myself, you know, I know the spirit world has put me where I am. I know that they pointed me in the right direction to build this network. And, you know, thanks to yourselves on a Monday night, the Guiding Light, it's an absolutely fantastic show. You know, I know that we have Nick Humphries on tomorrow night. We have Oscar on Wednesday. We have Andrew D on Thursday. Sneaky peep, we might have somebody on a Friday soon. You never know. You never know. Not saying nothing yet, ladies. Not yet. And then we're back with my show then on a Sunday. So, you know, it's a popular station, you know, we are, you know, we're live in quite a few stations, you know, we're not just here on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Spreaker, we're on GH Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live in America to quite a few people, you know, and quite a few FM stations, so, you know, Studio 2 plays that part, Studio 1 doesn't, and Studio 3 doesn't, we just play the Blog Talk, but Studio 2 broadcasts as far and wide as he can, so a big shout out to Robert, thank you very much. I know that we can go back to the phone lines, because otherwise I'm going to bore myself by carrying on talking. I'm sure you do. You look interested. You really do. Yeah. Nice hint. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. I know that we have a Skype caller. I know that we have...
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing there?
I'm good. Just good, waiting good. On the hurricane.
Yeah, say that again, sorry.
We're waiting on a hurricane.
You're waiting on the hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, waiting on the hurricane, that's not very good. Because I know there was, you know, on my show last night, there was a lady from Florida called Sailor Spiritual. And, you know, she was in the middle of a tropical storm. So was that something that you was experiencing last night?
No, it's not here yet. It was over there, and now it's heading this way.
It's heading over to you.
Yeah, it's got to go across the Gulf of Mexico.
Ah, okay. You know, my geography of the USA is absolutely terrible. I've got this wonderful concept that, you know, the UK, obviously we're from the UK, you know, we can travel from one end of the UK to the other in about, what do you think, girls?
About a day.
About a day. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got this wonderful concept that everywhere is the same. But, you know, I'm slowly learning that America, it could take you like 6 or 7 days, or maybe even more, to travel from one end to the other, isn't it?
Well, you just described the state of Florida.
Just Florida. Oh my gosh. I got no idea about how big.
You better get your wings off.
I know. And the mad thing is, I'm going to Florida.
I know. But
Florida's that long, but it's not very wide.
Right. So it's long, but not very wide.
Is it all along the beach?
Yes. I know where I'm going, and that's the main thing. It's West Palm Beach. I know that much. And that's about it. Anyway, Mary Lou, I'm going to hook you up that year with Jeanette. Okay, and I'm sure that Jeanette will answer all your questions there for you. So, Jeanette, it's over to you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you today?
Hi, Jeanette. I'm great.
Okay, thank you. Could I just ask you, please, for your date of birth so I can link in with you, please?
10/22/62. October 22nd.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes you on the cusp then, my love, between Libra and Scorpio. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now then, is there any area that you'd really like me to focus on this evening, or just as I'm feeling?
As you're feeling, actually.
Okay. Now, have you got a colour that you'd like to link in with us tonight?
Not particularly.
Okay, so you don't want to link in with the colour. Okay, because what I'm picking up with you, Mary Lou, okay, it almost seems like as though there's a celebration coming in around you, okay, on a family event or a personal event, because I feel, okay, that over the last few months, things have been a little bit difficult for you, and it almost seems like as though you're the princess in the ivory tower, because there seems to be a lot of outside influence that can be a little bit negative and draining sometimes. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And I feel what it's making you feel like is kind of locking yourself away.
All right.
I don't want you to do that, because I just feel, okay, that this situation is going to start resolving around you very, very soon, within the next 3 months, okay? Because I'm really drawn to the energy changing, shifting. It's almost like as though you are going to be deciding, okay, that you need more time out to be you. And I just feel, okay, that there's an element of loss there with you as well. So have you actually lost someone, please, recently who's gone over to the spirit world?
Not recently.
Okay. Is this within the last 5 years, please?
No.
Okay, because I'm really drawn to a loss within the last 5 years. So if this is not someone passing, it's been a lot of change going on and things being changed and losing things and losing focus, losing direction over the last 5 years.
There's a spirit that's with me a lot who passed away 5 years ago, I don't know them.
Right.
I never met them.
Okay, because I do feel that I'm drawing into some energy around you that's been passed over 5 years. Is this a gentleman, please?
No.
Because I'm drawn to a male energy, okay? So I'm feeling that with you, there seems to be family issues revolving around a male member of the family.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I'm picking up very strongly. So this is either a brother, a son, or a son-in-law, but there is a strong influence of a male energy that's been kind of around you, giving you problems, or there's an ongoing situation that needs to be looked at again and resolved. Can you understand that, please?
Not totally.
Right, okay. So what part of this is not resonating with you? The ongoing problem or the male energy?
The male energy on the other side, I could figure out who it is.
Right, okay.
A problem, I'm not dealing with anyone, only my own problems, so I'm not noticing anyone else in crisis.
Okay, because I just feel that this has just been like a very volatile time for you. Okay, and a very stressful time. This is why I'm so drawn to the Three of Cups, which is about change coming in. And I do feel for you, it's just a case of really focusing on yourself and motivating yourself, okay? Because what I'm looking at with you, okay, is that you do kind of judge yourself harshly. You've been doing this for a little while, Okay, and I do feel that I want to say that there's no judgment. You just have to make decisions to make your life happy. And I also feel with you as well that you are loved in the spirit world. There does seem to be a lady who draws in close, and this is not the lady that we're speaking about now, the one that seems to be around you. This is a family member, and I'm going to go with either a grandmother, okay, who has passed over a long time, or a mother field, because this is a very strong connection.
Okay.
Okay, and what she's bringing in tonight for you is kind of like, I'm just being wrapped in pink. So she just wants to bring more love in your life, if you understand that. Because it just seems to be one battle after another, and you do seem to have withdrawn yourself into yourself.
Right.
All right. And normally with you, when you want to be balanced, you can be absolutely charming, because you are a Libra. And you have got the air sign quality to be charming and a really beautiful person to be with. But I feel it's almost as if life has kind of got you down lately, so you're turning it internally. Do you understand that feeling, Mary?
Yes.
Right, okay. And this is what she's saying to me. You know, you are that person that can love life again. There is going to be a change coming in around you. I feel she's drawing me to the end of this year, to about 3 months to now, so we'll be going into December. I feel that there's big changes coming in around your energy then. I want to take you going out more and making the effort to meet new people and draw new energy to yourself.
Okay.
That she needs you to do. And also as well, have you been feeling a little bit lacking in vitamins lately, or feeling a little bit under par?
Yeah.
Because she's saying, you know, Florida, the oranges. I feel that she wants me to give you some more vitamin C, some more vibrancy, okay? Because she's just saying that you feeling a little bit lethargic. It's like as though everything seems to be a little bit of a struggle around you. And I feel that she wants you to give yourself a tonic, boost your energy levels up, you know, plenty of vitamin C, plenty of sleep, plenty of energy, because 2013 is going to be a lot happier for you in a lot of ways. I do feel resolving any situations of conflict is like a lot of internal conflicts going around in your head about a situation.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like as though what I'm feeling is either you're blaming yourself or you're judging yourself. And I just want to say, please don't take the guilt, because what's done is done. And I feel what you have to do is focus on tomorrow, not dwell in a past that's making you feel very, very unhappy, darling. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also drawing to someone coming in for you. Okay, and this person I feel is going to be coming in with a lot of love for you, and it's a 9 balance energy, so that this person I feel is going to be quite humanitarian, quite a spiritual person, possibly a water sign. And I also feel as well, okay, that he's very connected to animals, and he would probably, okay, be either a rancher, okay, or his connection to some kind of an outdoor kind of life. That's what I'm feeling with this chap. And I'm also looking to the name Len or Leonard. Do you know a Len or a Leonard, please, who's passed in spirit?
No.
Okay, we'll keep that name then, because this is appropriate for you coming in. So I'm very, very drawn to a Leonard or a Lenny around you. And what I'm going to do now, okay, because Sarah is here and I feel she's got something to say as well. Okay, we're going to pass you over to Sarah, and she's got a couple of things that she's like to bring into this reading as well for you, Mary Lou, okay?
Okay.
Hi, darling, how are you?
I'm good, Sarah.
Thank you for listening to our show, sweetheart. And of course,
I love your show.
And thank you for calling in as well. It's very much appreciated. I can see the colour blue around you. You didn't want to give us a colour, Mary Lou, but I can see the colour blue, but I feel like it's more like a lavendery, lilac-y blue. It's quite light. And I do want to give you that smell of lavender. So I don't know whether this resonates with somebody in spirit, or whether you're drawn to the smell of lavender yourself. Or do you suddenly get a smell of it when you're at home?
No.
Okay. Well, take lavender, because I do feel that's, it should be relevant to you. It's not a lady spirit, is it, Mary Lou?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's not a lady in spirit who's the connection with lavender, the smell of lavender.
I don't know.
All right, then. Okay. Let's put it this way. You may start smelling it. Why?
Okay.
Because I do feel that you are actually very spiritual.
Okay. Yes.
I want to give you the name Michael. Who's Michael around you?
I'm not sure. My mom had a stillborn baby, and it might have been named Michael.
Okay, sweetheart. So that's that. I do feel like I have your mom's energy around you now. Is she in the spirit world, sweetheart?
No, my mom is not.
All right. Maybe it's Nan then, or Auntie, because I want to say Mom. It's somebody who was quite close to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got an April link here. So is there a passing in the April time, or is there a birthday around the April time?
Not that I can think of.
All right, take a note of it, have a think, because I know sometimes you can't think on the spot, but I do feel that quite strongly. I feel like I've got tummy problems here as well, stomach problems.
Okay.
I don't know whether this is around you or around somebody else, but I've got that feeling that something's not quite right in my tummy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to ask, sweetheart?
I do have a mother around me in spirit, someone else's mom,
yeah.
Someone I've never met who comes through sometimes, and I've been feeling her presence.
Do you smell lavender around this lady? I mean, you would have known if you did.
No, I never met her. I just know her in spirit.
She may be a guide for you, because if you didn't meet her, why would she be coming to you? And Jeanette had already given you the 5 years, and I presume this lady passed 5 years ago. And yes. I gave you a mother energy because I felt that motherly love. Okay? So my feeling is spirit are going to lift you with the sensation of smell, and you will know about this. I will often get a smell, and I'm trying to place what it is, because somebody gives me that. It might be rhubarb and custard. It could be anything. But I do feel there's a lavender coming in to lift you. Almost like, you know, you, the Epsom salts, that smell lifts you. Just almost move you forward. All right, darling.
I actually have lavender Epsom salt.
I'm sorry to laugh. There you go, then. Okay. That you're having those for a reason, aren't you? It's the words they gave me were succinct with what you have. And it's almost like lighten you up and brighten you up, bring a lot of love around you, new changes, new beginnings, 2.5 weeks and a letter on your door, Mary. Okay, 2.5 weeks and there's a letter coming towards you. It's an emotional letter from a family member.
Okay.
So wait and see what happens around that. And before I finish off with you, I do want to give you the name David. Who's David?
I don't know.
Don't know? Have a think about it, because obviously you didn't understand the lavender. So David comes in there somewhere, and I link with David in January, and I feel like he's in spirit. So have a think back to a David and a link in January. And you'll be...
Can David be a middle name and not a first name?
Can be a middle name. I often give middle names. Who's that, sweetheart?
I have an old boyfriend in spirit.
That's him. Okay. So he just wants to come and tell you that he's okay. And he says he's got the key. I don't understand that, but he says he's got the key. He's showing me a key for some reason. Okay? So maybe this key is coming to you around new beginnings, connected around a new door, something like that. He says he's got the key for you. Okay?
Okay.
And I wish you a lot of luck with that. I want to give you the date, the 14th of September.
Okay.
That's sweetheart. I'd like to say thank you. Lovely
thank
to
you.
See you. And listen back if you like, Mary Sweet. And
yes, and goodbye, Mary. It's been lovely connecting with you.
It was lovely talking to both you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Mary, you know how to contact us. You know that Mike Spirit FM is on Facebook, MikeSpirit.fm.
Mm-hmm.
download a copy of your reading in Mike's Spirit FM and Blog Talk Radio. But I am looking in the chat room, Mary, and you know, it does say that you run a meetup for spiritual people. Do you want to just quickly, and I say quickly, just give that a little plug for a minute there?
I don't have a links right at my fingertips at the moment, but here in New Orleans, we have a meetup group where people meet to talk about consciousness. And under that umbrella, we also started a psychic development support group. And because I have it not only on the meetup website, but on Facebook, we started bringing in people from around the world. And so we're experimenting with doing online meetings so that people in other states can come to our meetings and that we can grow from knowing them and they can grow from knowing us.
Absolutely. Wow. Fantastic. You know, and you know, that really ties in with the story that I was just sharing with you there, girls, about, you know, how I thought, how can I build a community, spiritual community for people that maybe can't get out? Because, you know, the reason of that, my mum is in a wheelchair, my mum is disabled, and she can't really get out. And I think to myself, how can people like my mum go and have a reading? Simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Build a network. And Mary Lou, it sounds like this is as if that's exactly what you have done. And, you know, I, for one, personally applaud you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And say congratulations, and I hope that it grows from strength to strength.
Well, locally, it's 261 people, mm-hmm. but we only get like 30 when we physically meet so far.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone like you comes through town, I can announce to the group that you're coming to town. And so basically I've been having speakers come through, speak to the group for free, and then plug their whatever their for-profit event is going to be so they can hopefully pay for their travel to wherever they're going, to come and to go.
I will be more than happy to come along and join you. You know, are you on my Facebook, Mary Lou?
Absolutely.
Okay, then drop me a line on Facebook. We can chat via Skype. I'm not going to give you my Skype name live on air, okay? But drop me a message in Facebook, and then I can give you my personal Skype name, and we can have a chat and maybe hook up and do something. But again, you know, I applaud you for the things that you are doing and the efforts that you're doing. I think it's absolutely fantastic. But, you know, thank you very much for calling. I know that we got lots more callers online that we're probably not going to get a chance to get through to. But I say thank you very much for calling me, Lou, and, you know, we'll hopefully chat to you again.
All right, thank you. Bye.
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 Okay, girls, I think we got time for maybe one more. You know, we're about 15 minutes left of the show.
Wow, okay, that's gone really fast tonight, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you know, it only seems like minutes ago I was saying, girls, come on, you need to come and change the music. And you were so relaxed when... We will in a minute. And it's me going, pulling my hair out. There's not much of it left. Girls, come on. In a minute. You know, that's all I can get out of these two. In a minute. And, you know, it's been like that all day, you know. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the next caller. I know that we have area code. And I didn't catch their names in the beginning. It's area code 402. Hi, area code 402. Can I take your name, please?
Hello?
Hello, yes, can we take your name, please?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Nebraska.
Okay. And I'm going to hook you up with Sarah, okay? And I'm sure that Sarah will be able to answer those questions that you have. So, Sarah, over to you.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dawn, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi. Sarah is my favorite name, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good start, isn't it, Dawn? Thank
yes.
you. And you're in Nebraska.
Yes.
I mean, that's the first time I've spread for Sarah, anybody that's living in Nebraska. So I'd like to welcome you to the Guiding Light Show and thank you for calling in. Is there anything specific? Do you have a colour for us, you know, to start off with, Dawn?
Blue.
Lovely. And was there any question that you have?
Just kind of like where my life is going.
Okay, that sounds ominous, sweetheart. Almost like you're searching for something. All right. Well, blue, is it dark blue or is it pale blue?
Pale.
Lovely. throat chakra. So that's about communication and it's about talking, right? It's about releasing, right, with the throat chakra. Let me just link in and see what I've got with you. I'm tapping my finger quite impatiently here on a set of cards. They're Mike Davis's small tarot cards, but I'm not going to look at them. I'm just tapping them. And I feel like somebody did this around you, tapped their fingers. Do you understand this? I mean, I'll tell you about my dad in spirit. My memory of him, he used to tap with his ring on the wheel of the car when he was driving, okay? And I often do that myself when I'm driving. I know that he's with me. So I've got to feel like somebody tapped or somebody around you taps their fingers. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Can you just tell me, is this somebody in spirit or somebody on the earth plane?
That taps their finger?
Yeah.
I do.
But it's somebody in spirit who's telling me this then, because they're talking about you. And
I tap my fingers.
Symbolically, you can tap your fingers in a happy manner to say, I'm quite happy, you know, I'm driving along and I'm tapping my fingers if you're tapping on the steering wheel. Or you can tap them impatiently. Okay. I've got a bit of a double twist here for you, because we're all impatient. I mean, I am very impatient. But my feeling is you've been sort of really wanting something to come in quite quickly and it's taken a long time. Do you understand? They're not quite telling me what it is, but I feel now that my tapping my fingers is of excitement, of happiness and euphoria, because I feel like they're giving a 3 to 4 week period around you where what it is that you were looking for is going to start to materialise and come in for you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Understand, you've been wanting something. Now, who has got a pain in their right arm? I've got a stinging pain in my right arm on my muscle, top of my muscle. I may have just had an injection. Has anybody just had an injection?
No. But my muscles are sore in my shoulder.
Okay. I still feel there's an injection there. So was it somebody in spirit?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody's injected me in my right arm.
Yeah, I don't have anything there.
I think maybe you need to have a cortisone injection in your shoulder, because I feel that that would give you instant relief.
Yeah, it's not that kind of pain. I'm in the medical field, and yeah, it's not that kind of pain. It's just sore because I've worked hard. It's not super pain. I need an injection.
Would you be the type to give an injection to somebody?
No.
Okay. Let's just take that then. I've just got that pain. It's a sharp pain on the top right-hand side of my arm. Okay, and just have a think about that and take it. I get a May link with you as well. Now, is it somebody's birthday or passing around about the May time?
No, I don't know anybody in May.
I want to give you 12th of May. 12th of May, and I want you to think about that. Well, have a think about it, because that's what they're giving to me to give.
That someone will die? If you say that someone will die, then?
That ever give that. The day that spirit did that to me is the day that I would give this up. I'd never do that. It's never be anything like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't understand what you said. Something about the 12th of May, did someone pass? Is that what you said?
In the past. Because what I get given months, you see, and they link in somewhere, because somebody gives me as it, for evidential value. But because I've given you the 12th of May, I need you to look back and try and place that. Okay. Is there a Christine around you, Dawn?
Christina.
Christina, who's that? Say again, sweetheart.
Lady from work. She works where I work.
Okay. Right, the reason why I'm probably linking in around somebody at work is because I feel like there are changes coming in around that area for you.
All right. Something
okay.
with green. So don't know whether the name of the place will be Green something or near a green road, but the word green, it's specifically the word green, and you will know about this. I've got somebody linking in with me from the spirit world who had chest problems where they couldn't breathe very well. Do you understand who this is?
Well, yeah, that would be me.
I'm not killing you off, sweetheart. Please don't worry about it. But somebody's talking to me in spirit, and they keep giving me your ailment, so that's just evidential value around you then. Okay. Who's Paul?
Paul. Don't know a Paul.
Paul?
No, I do know a Paul. Yeah, he's dad. He's a grandpa.
Grandpa?
Of a friend. A friend's grandpa. Yeah. Paul. Yep, I know Paul.
Okay, Doug.
Oh, no. Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah. Well, yes, the name Paul came in linking to yourself, sweetheart. Okay. Now, we're up.
Oh, okay.
I've been called for time by boss man, Mr. Mike Davis. I'd like to say thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, Dawn, thank you very much. Remember, Mike Spirit FM with Guiding Lights are on Facebook under MikeSpirit.fm. Come and join us. You can also join Sarah, me on Facebook, Jeanette and Coombs on Facebook as well. And I know that there's websites, there's links to the websites from your Facebook girls, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
and,
exactly, yes.
And I know that you do private readings there as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, each and every one that's listening, you know, I do urge everyone, if you want a private reading with these girls and you couldn't get through to the phone lines tonight, because I know it's been busy, it's been a busy show, come and join them. Facebook, Sarah May, Jeanette Ancombs on Facebook.
Mike Davis.
Mike Davis Medium, actually, on Facebook.
Medium Sarah May.
Oh, I just want to be corrected. Okay, come and join them on Facebook, and that's where you'll be able to have their personal information on Facebook and on their websites. I know you're still bursting at the seams this year.
I'm bursting.
Bursting.
I've forgotten somebody very important, really, really, really lovely, lovely, lovely guy by the name of Oscar Villiers. I hope he's listening to the show. And I will be on Oscar's show this Wednesday at 10:30.
Yes, he is on at 10:30.
Uh-huh.
I knew you was a guest on his show. And that's nothing to do with being psychic. I just knew.
You were there when he asked me.
Wow. Damn, you girls are good. Okay, I know that we're going to go to a song in a minute, okay? But, you know, girls, I have been plugging you for private readings.
Yes.
So I think it's only fair that I take 15 seconds of your time and just press.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard or 8 p.m. UK time and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
You know, I thought...
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm.
Okay, I thought that was only fair, girls.
Okay, we'll let you have that one.
One more time?
No, that's enough.
Okay, and then we're going to go to the last song that you girls have chosen and... Impress us and see what happens.
Okay.
Well, sometimes the sun shines on other people's houses and not mine. Some days the clouds paint the sky all gray and it takes away my summertime. Somehow the sun keeps shining upon you while I struggle to get mine. If there's a light in everybody, send out your ray of sunshine. I want to walk the same roads as everybody else, through the trees and past the gates. Getting high on heavenly breezes, making new friends along the way. I won't ask much of nobody, I'm just here to sing along. And make my mistakes look gracious, and learn some lessons from my wrongs. But sometimes the sun shines on other people's houses and not mine. Some days the clouds paint the sky all gray and it takes away my summertime. But somehow the sun keeps shining upon you while I struggle to get by. A little light never hurt nobody. Send out your ray of sunshine.
watts could we lose? How many villages could we save? My umbrella's tired of the weather wearing me down. Oh, look at me now. Would you mind if I took some time to soak up your life? You're beautiful like you got a paradise inside. I get hungry for love and thirsty for life and much too full on the pain. When I look to the sky to help me, and sometimes it looks like rain. As the sun shines on other people's houses and not mine, and the sky paints those clouds in a way that it takes away the summertime. Somehow the sun keeps shining upon you while I kindly stand by. If there's a light in everybody, send out your rays of sunshine. You're undeniably warm, you're cerulean, you're perfect in disguise. Why won't you hang around? So the sun, it can shine on me, and the clouds, they can roll away, and the sky can become a possibility. If there's a light in everybody, send out your ray of sunshine.
Okay, girls, you know, I know that we're almost at the end of the show.
Oh, what a shame.
You know, it's gone so quick, it really has. But, you know, I reiterate once again, you know, if you want a private reading with either Sarah May or Jeanette Ann Coombs, join them on Facebook under Medium Sarah May.
Thank you, Mike Davis, Medium.
That's okay, Medium Sarah May. Jeanette Ann Coombs on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that you'll have a wonderful reading if you do book a private... Because, actually, we've done one, you know,
yes,
we
did.
Exchanging of energies, we called it.
It was,
absolutely,
yeah.
Wonderful energy we exchanged. You know, girls, I know it took up 15 seconds of your... Take up a few more seconds because I'm in control of this. So I'm going to press this button and we'll see what happens here. Because I've got 90 seconds,
mm-hmm.
So I think that it's quite right that I should press that button.
Okay.
Go on, press that button, Mike. You have permission.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I'm waiting for it. So, you know, whilst you're waiting for it, you know, I can just try and...
It's a slow button.
It's a slow button.
Slow button.
It's been drummed. Oh, my God.
We need patience.
Yeah.
We haven't got... You know, maybe this is, you know, Spirit's way of saying, no, Michael, you're not going to be doing it. So, you know, I think maybe...
Should we give Christine Matthews a little bit of a plug, Mike?
Hi,
wow.
There.
Yeah. Oh. What's this?
International medium Mike Davis, the people psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the request a reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.magspirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.magspirit.fm.
The people's psychic.
Yeah, you know, I must say thank you there to my kids. Aren't they wonderful?
Aww,
that was my kids.
Gorgeous.
My little James at the end. That people psychic. You know, he's absolutely fantastic. Girls, it's been an amazing show. I know for us, we are out of time. I will say, from me, it's good night. And I suppose from you, it's good night.
Good night.
And we, you know, hope that you will come back and listen to us again very soon. It's the Guiding Lights with Jeanette. Anne Coombs and Medium Sarah May. So good night and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.